Begin now by closing your eyes and spending a little bit of time focusing on your breathing. You don't have to breathe any more or less than you usually do. Just become a little bit more aware of the air as it gradually flows in and out of the lungs. And with your eyes closed, you can become a little bit more aware of a variety of different things that would usually just go overlooked or ignored. With the eyes closed, you can tend to become a little bit more aware of sounds. And obviously there's the sound of my voice, but there's also the sound of the music. And even while you're listening to the music, there are different sounds within that music. There are light, tinkling sounds, and there are also deep, droning, relaxing sounds. You may also be able to become aware of distant sounds, such as the distant sound of the traffic, the birds, or the wind in the leaves of the trees. With the eyes closed, you can also become a little bit more aware of your physical body and all the different feelings and sensations within the body. There's the feeling of the weight of the body sinking back into the softness of the chair or mattress. There are feelings of warmth and the texture of the clothes that you're wearing. There may also be the feelings of the tightness of the shoes you may be wearing. You may even be able to become aware of very, very faint, almost barely perceptible tingling sensations in hands and feet. With the eyes closed, you may also be able to become aware of your mind and its thoughts, and how those thoughts drift and float into all sorts of different ideas. Sometimes becoming aware of my voice and the meaning of my words, and sometimes drifting off into your own thoughts, many of which may have nothing to do with anything I'm saying. But what I am saying is that it is quite natural for the mind to come and go in its thoughts and ideas. You may drift for a time away from my voice, and that's okay. But when you notice you've drifted into your own ideas, gently bring yourself back to my words and the meaning of my words. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine a relaxing wave of energy flowing through your body. And I'm going to call this wave of energy Alpha. Now, when I say the word Alpha, I'd like you to imagine or pretend a soft, slow, gentle, calming wave of energy, almost like a gentle wave on the ocean, floating and drifting through your body, gradually causing the body to become a bit more calm and a bit more relaxed. So now I'd like you to bring your center of awareness to a position in the center of the forehead. And with the eyes still closed, I'd like you to look up towards the center of the forehead. Under the skin, in the brow, there are lots of tiny little muscles. And now I'd like you to simply imagine this relaxing wave of energy is just flowing across the brow. And it's sort of like dissolving into these tiny little muscles. And you could imagine these little muscles are almost bathed in this wave of relaxing energy, which dissolves deeply into the tiny little muscles. and now just pretending this wave of relaxing alpha energy has almost like a magical ability to cause those little muscles to begin to relax and let go. And of course, in reality, they won't relax just by thinking about it, but I'd just like you to pretend it's almost as if you can see the tiny little muscles in the forehead letting go and becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. And now I'd like you to pretend this wave of relaxing energy could sort of trickle down into the cheeks, dissolving into all the tiny little muscles in the face, even the big strong jaw muscles, the muscles in the face and the big strong jaw muscles letting go and relaxing. And now it flows back underneath the hairline, all over the scalp, all the many little nerves and fibres underneath the hairline are becoming gently more and more relaxed. It flows down the neck, eases across the shoulders and drifts and floats down into the upper arm muscles, dissolving into the big, strong upper arm muscles, such that you could even imagine the tendons holding the upper arm muscles to the bones. Just imagining those tendons are releasing and relaxing and letting go. And the upper arm muscles are becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. Just sort of melting away, folding away from the bones in the loose, limp calmness of it all. This wave of energy flows on down, down through the elbows into the forearm muscles, such that you could even pretend the forearm muscles, the big, strong forearm muscles, are releasing, relaxing, and letting go. This wave of energy flows down into the arms, and as it flows down into the arms, it's causing those arms to become more and more relaxed. I'd like you simply to pretend those arms are so relaxed that you could imagine that it would be impossible to lift those arms. Perhaps imagining the arms are made of lead, heavy lead arms, almost impossible to lift those heavy lead arms. The alpha wave continues its journey down the neck, down into the lungs, spreading out across the lungs, dissolving into the lungs. And even with some of those outward breaths, even imagining the lungs now are becoming a bit more calm and a bit more relaxed. It flows into the heart, into the big, strong muscles of the heart, pumping the blood throughout the body, dissolving into those big, strong heart muscles, and even imagining now the heart muscles gradually slowing down, pumping the blood just a little bit more gently and a little bit more calmly throughout the body. And it flows on further, down into the stomach and the liver and the kidneys, the intestines, all the organs of the body. It dissolves into the whole trunk of the body, the whole trunk of the body slowing down. It flows on further down through the waistline, into the upper leg muscles, dissolving into the big, strong upper leg muscles. And even imagining now the upper leg muscles and the tendons holding the upper leg muscles to the bone, just imagining those tendons are releasing, relaxing, and letting go. And those upper leg muscles are becoming floppy, loose, limp, and relaxed. It flows on down now through the knees into the calf muscles, dissolving into the big strong calf muscles, and even the calf muscles now are becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. It flows on down into the legs once again, just pretending the legs are becoming a bit heavier and heavier, such that you could imagine the legs now are made of lead, heavy lead legs. Almost impossible to lift those heavy lead legs. And then it flows on down through the ankles into the feet and through the wrists into the hands, dissolving into all the tiny little muscles, nerves, tendons, all the tiny little ligaments connecting all the little bones in the fingers and the toes are releasing and relaxing and letting go. As it flows from the top of the head to the tips of the toes and fingers, the whole body now just beginning to gradually relax. Allowing the mind now to drift and float into different thoughts and ideas. And now I'd just like you to pretend that you're standing in front of a very large blackboard, and that you're facing the blackboard, looking at the blackboard. At the base of that blackboard is a ledge, and on that ledge is a piece of chalk and also an eraser. With one hand, the hand that you write with, just pretend that you can reach down and you can pick up the chalk, and with the other hand that you can reach down and pick up the eraser. And so you're standing in front of the blackboard, facing the blackboard, looking at the blackboard, chalk in one hand, eraser in the other. And with the chalk in one hand now, I'd like you to write a nice big letter A on the blackboard. Take your time. We're not in any hurry. A nice big letter A. And when the letter A is on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand, just pretend now you can gently erase the letter A from the blackboard. Swipe, swipe, and letting go with each gentle swipe of the eraser, just imagining any residual tension is just letting go. Swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then with the chalk that you have in the other hand, writing a nice big letter B on the blackboard. And when you have the letter B on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand, gently erasing the letter B, swipe, swipe, and letting go. Each gentle swipe of the eraser, letting go more and more. And then with the chalk in the other hand, writing a nice big letter C on the blackboard. And when you have the letter C on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser, gently erasing C, swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then taking the chalk and writing the word fear on the blackboard. And when you have the word fear on the blackboard, nice big fear on the blackboard, gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand now, gently erasing the word fear from the blackboard, swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then I'd like you to take the chalk, and it's almost as if you could turn the chalk around on its side, so you could write with the flat part of the chalk in nice big wide letters, writing the sentence, I am safe, on the blackboard. I am safe, exclamation mark, and underlined on the blackboard. I am safe on the blackboard. And I'd simply like you to keep that sentence on the blackboard. And then replace the chalk and the eraser to the ledge underneath the blackboard. And just pretend or imagine now that you could look around you, and that somewhere around you that you could create the idea of a staircase leading down, such that you could imagine that you could stand on top of the staircase and that you could look down the staircase. You can place one hand on the handrail, and you can very slowly commence to step down that staircase, taking one step down, and then another. And as you step down the staircase, notice the material from which the staircase is made. Is it wood, steel, or stone? Notice the feeling of the smoothness of the handrail as you feel the hand sliding across the handrail, as you gradually step down, down, down the staircase, noticing the feeling of the movement of the body going down, down, down the staircase, noticing the temperature of the handrail. And with each downward step, once again, just pretending any tension is just dissolving away. Stepping down and letting go as you continue to descend deeper and deeper down the staircase. Stepping down and letting go. And at the bottom of the staircase, I'd like you to imagine there is a door, and that you can turn the handle and open that door. And the door leads into a room. And right in the center of that room is a lovely, soft, comfortable bed with fresh, clean sheets and a beautiful, soft pillow. And just pretend now that you can lie back on the bed, that you can feel the weight of the head sink back into the beautiful, fresh, smelling softness of the pillow, that you can feel the weight of the body sinking back gently into the softness of the mattress. And as you lie back in that bed, I'd just like you to pretend now that Shining down from the ceiling is a beam of white light. It's a beam of light, and I'd like you to pretend that it's shining onto your right knee. It's a beautiful, gentle white light, and it has a beautiful, gentle healing effect on the body. Just pretend that it dissolves deeply into that right knee, into the kneecap, into the bones, into the nerves and fibres and cells of that right knee, such that you could imagine that the right knee is almost glowing white with the beautiful healing energy of that white light shining deeply into that right knee. And I'd like you to further imagine that as it dissolves into that right knee, that the right knee is becoming progressively more and more numb and useless. It's like an anesthetic numbness is flowing into that right knee, and with each passing moment, that right knee becomes progressively more and more numb and more useless. And this numbness, this useless feeling, begins to accumulate in that right knee. And I'd like you to pretend that this white light energy, which is now focused on that right knee, that it can spread out and it can move up towards the hip, and that it flows up through every muscle and nerve and fibre and cell from the knee all the way up to the hip now is becoming more and more numb and more useless. Perhaps you could imagine the bones and the muscles in the upper half of that right leg also glowing white with this beautiful white light energy. From the knee all the way up to the hip, it's becoming more and more numb and more useless. And then it flows from the right knee down toward the right ankle, down through every muscle and nerve and fibre. It flows from the right knee all the way down to that right ankle, also becoming more and more numb and more useless. An anesthetic-like numbness from the hip all the way down to the ankle of that right leg, glowing white, becoming more and more numb and more useless. As it flows through the right ankle now into the right foot, and even that right foot, with each passing moment, it glows white and becomes more and more numb and more useless. From the hip all the way down to the toes of that right leg, this white light energy then flows across the hips, across the pelvis, and it begins now to flow down into the upper half of that left leg. And even the upper half of that left leg now is becoming more and more numb, and more useless. The muscles and bones glowing white, becoming totally numb, totally useless. It flows down through the left knee into the lower half of that left leg. The calf muscles glowing white, and that left leg becoming more and more numb and more useless. It flows down through the left ankle into the left foot, and even the little muscles in that left foot and all the tiny little bones in that left foot glowing white and becoming totally useless. Both those legs now, from the hip all the way down to the toes, glowing white and becoming more and more numb and more useless. The white light energy, it flows up now, and it moves up into the trunk of the body, and even the organs of the body now, the gut, the kidneys, glowing white, the stomach, the liver, are all bathed in this beautiful, healing, white light energy, flowing into the trunk of the body, restoring the organs to better health and better harmony. A gentle calmness flowing into the trunk of the body. This beautiful healing white light energy causing the body to become more and more calm and more healthy. And it flows up across the shoulders. And you can visualize now this white light energy flowing down into the arms, the arm muscles, the bones of the arms, glowing white and becoming more and more numb and more useless, down through the wrists into the hands, and even the tiny little muscles in the hands are glowing white with this healing energy. As this beautiful white light energy flows through the body, it may become more and more clear, not only to your conscious mind, but also to your subconscious mind, that health, relaxation, and calmness are very important and very valuable. You have a conscious mind which is rational and intelligent, and you have a subconscious mind which is lateral and creative. These two dimensions of your mind now are going to work together to create positive changes in your life. As you begin to place more and more value on relaxation, you learn to value relaxation more and more. It becomes more and more a part of your conscious awareness that you need to relax, that you need to unwind, that rest and relaxation is vital for a healthy, functioning body. It becomes more clear to you that times of doing very little, times which may seem at one level to be a bit unproductive, at another level actually are very, very productive. Very productive to the health of the body and also the health of the mind. It becomes easier and easier for you to choose to do what is right for you. What is right for you and the health of your body. And as you lie there contemplating the decisions and actions you can make in the future to create a healthier, happier life for yourself, one part of your mind can contemplate possibilities and probabilities of all the different things that you can do and not do, while another part of your mind takes you deeper and deeper down into deep, peaceful relaxation, letting go and drifting deeper and deeper. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach the count of 5, I'd like you to open your eyes feeling refreshed and revitalized and ready to continue on with the rest of the day. Beginning on 1 now, this refreshing, revitalizing energy is flowing into the tips of your toes and fingers, into your feet and hands, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your feet and hands. On two, it's flowing into your legs and arms, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves, tendons in your legs and arms. On three, it flows into the trunk of your body, moving through all the organs of your body, refreshing, revitalizing all the organs of your body, blood pressure, heart rate, returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. On four, flowing up through your neck into your face, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your face. Moving into your brain, activity of your mind now returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. And on five now, flowing right throughout your body, refreshing, revitalizing the entire body. And in your own time now, opening your eyes.